Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. St. John's Tower in the Vatican Gardens is the venue chosen by Pope Benedict XVI to meet with the United States President George W. Bush on Friday, 13th of June. A medieval tower, then, at the westernmost tip of the Vatican Gardens, restored by John the 23rd, and only very occasionally used to receive special guests. As I'm sure you'll know, President Bush is currently in Italy as part of a European tour, which includes a US-European summit in Slovenia, as well as travels to Germany, France, and the United Kingdom. As you'll recall, too, the last time the Roman Pontiff and the US President met was in April in the United States. Remember birthday celebrations on the South Lawn of the White House? Well, the Vatican may not be able to compete in terms of lawns, although it does have plenty in the Vatican Gardens, but what it does have are fountains and rather picturesque paths with box hedges, clipped ilex arches, rare botanical species. But anyway, the point is that protocol has been overturned for this head of state, with rule of thumb were expected would get escorted rather solemnly from the St. Damaso courtyard and up through the grand rooms of the Vatican's Apostolic Palace and into the Vatican Library, where he would have met with the Pope. Indeed, that's exactly what happened the last time President Bush visited the Pope in the Vatican in June 2007. But this time, he was taken right through the Vatican Gardens to meet with the Pope at St. John's Tower, as I said a moment ago, in a gesture which, according to the Pope's spokesman, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, is intended as a sign of appreciation of that cordial welcome the Pope himself received on his recent pastoral visit to the United States. But let's go back for a moment to those two occasions the Holy Father met with the United States President a few months ago. The first was when the Holy Father touched down at the Andrews Air Force Base in Washington, and in a break with previous protocol, for the first time in history, a United States President actually personally greeted a Roman Pontiff on the tarmac. And the second, and that's what I want to focus on, is when he was greeted on the South Lawn of the White House. There's our lawn back again in the picture. It was the 16th of April 2008, a date which also coincided with the Pope's birthday, as President Bush knew all too well, an occasion for pomp and circumstance. And plenty of flashing cameras on hand, as you'll hear in a moment.
Holy Father, Laura and I are privileged to have you here at the White House. We welcome you with the ancient words commended by St. Augustine. Pax tecum. Peace be with you. You've chosen to visit America on your birthday. Well, birthdays are traditionally spent with close friends. So our entire nation is moved and honored that you've decided to share this special day with us. We wish you much health and happiness today and for many years to come.
And as our correspondent, Sean Patrick Lovett, told us at the time, everyone who should have been there was there.
The bulging, columned south portico of the White House did provide an eloquent backdrop to Wednesday's star-spangled welcome ceremony in Washington, D.C. Everyone who should have been there was. It was a who's who of ecclesiastical bigwigs and State Department movers and shakers, not to mention the 5,000 specially invited guests representing the creme de la creme of American Catholicism.
But as Sean also pointed out, the Pope on this occasion broached above all the areas of what's broadly referred to as shared common values: freedom, responsibility, equality, sacrifice, justice, prosperity and peace. Values shared by all, whatever their religious beliefs.
Historically, not only Catholics, but all believers have found here the freedom to worship God in accordance with the dictates of their conscience, while at the same time being accepted as part of a commonwealth in which each individual and group can make its voice heard. As a nation faces increasingly complex political and ethical issues of our time, I am confident that the American people will find in their religious beliefs a precious source of insight and an inspiration to pursue reasoned, responsible, and respectful dialogue in the effort to build a more human and free society.
On this occasion, amid the chirping of the birds you must have heard in the recording, Pope Benedict also highlighted in particular the Catholic Church's wish to contribute to building a world ever more of the human person.
The Church, for her part, wishes to contribute to building a world even more worthy of the human person, created in the image and likeness of God. She is convinced that faith sheds new light on all things, and that the gospel reveals the noble vocation, the sublime destiny of every man and woman. Faith also gives us the strength to respond to our high calling, and the hope that inspires us to work for an ever more just and fraternal society.
But let's listen now to President Bush underlining the role of faith in the public square in the United States.
Here in America, you'll find a nation that welcomes the role of faith in the public square. When our founders declared our nation's independence, they rested their case on an appeal to the laws of nature and of nature's God. We believe in religious liberty. We also believe that a love for freedom and a common moral law are written into every human heart, and that these constitute the firm foundation on which any successful free society must be built.
Meanwhile, with President George W. Bush's visit to Pope Benedict XVI on Friday, June the 13th, a new chapter in relations between the Vatican and the United States has been written in the Vatican Gardens, where the Pope and the United States President sat briefly together on rustic garden chairs and listened to the Sistine Chapel choir near a replica of the grotto at Lourdes, which was presented to Pope Leo XIII by French Catholics in 1858, and where a blue-gowned statue of the Blessed Virgin stands against the entrance, just as it does at the grotto at Massabielle of Lourdes. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.